This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is Jimmy IV, creator and host of the Sexy Cool Lounge podcast. And I want you to continue to shine bright and radiate your vibe because you're now listening to The Road to Rediscovery with Aubrey Johnson.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. My special guest is a number one best-selling author, humanitarian award winner, and international speaker with over 20 years in spiritual and trauma healing. Her clients range from all over the world, worldwide, and she's been featured in such publications as Voyage LA, Thrive Global, Fox 43, and a lot more. Let's welcome Edit B. Kiss to the show. Edit, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you, Aubrey. Hello, everybody.
All right. Thank you. We're really excited to have you on so we can unpack this and help the listeners, a lot of them who are going through such trauma. So, Edit, if you can just give us a slight glimpse into your journey and what inspired you to do the work that you do today in this space?
I think the first moment when I stepped into spiritual work and helping others and myself was when actually suffered from panic attacks in my 20s. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for some natural remedies for that. And then That's why I ended up learning about Reiki and becoming a Reiki healer. And then later I got introduced to family constellation therapy when I learned that actually there is something deeper we need to heal, not just the surface energetic body, but there are much, much more layers. It's connected to our current reality, you know, our current triggers. And then I also did some extrasense retreats, connecting more with the divine and other dimensions. And later I got introduced to karma yoga healing. And that was, I think, the moment, it was 2018, when I got more activated spiritually. My pineal gland got activated. I started to have more synchronicities, breadcrumbs from the universe. And then I also learned such an amazing, powerful techniques when I just couldn't hold back and said like, oh, I need to show this to others because it's so powerful. And then I need to focus on helping others with these modalities, because this is like after being, you know, having all kinds of sicknesses, illnesses for decades, and then finally feeling the relief, it was like really flabbergasting. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my goodness. I mean, as soon as you had that breakthrough of how powerful this is to study, I'm sure it was something that you truly had to share and tell people about, you know, and actually reach out and make connections with clients to help them through this. So, you know, with that, Edit, I wanted to ask, can you give the listeners a brief definition and describe ancestral trauma? You know, we have emotional trauma, and there's different types of trauma, obviously. But when it comes to ancestral trauma, which may be something that lies pretty deep. Can you describe for the listeners what ancestral trauma is?
Yes. So everybody has a soul family, and we can step into that soul family through the family unconscious. So we have access actually to our ancestors through energetic connection. So when our ancestors had their, you know, physical body, they had their own life, they went through traumatic experiences as well. And because they could, some of them couldn't find a way to heal it, you know, they still carried it with them, and they reacted towards those traumatic experiences and the triggers which was coming to them due to that unreleased trauma. Basically, they created their own behavior, their own patterns, their own illnesses, their own way of, you know, how can I say that? Illnesses and energetic patterns. So that was inherited into people. So inherited into lineage. So when we actually working on ancestral healing, we bettering our own life because we heal one of our layers, because our ancestrals are one of our layers, basically, in energetically. We are connected with them. And then we can do DNA level healing through this practice. And then when we heal their issues, it's not just like bettering our life, but through healing them, because they are in a higher dimension, we are also receiving blessings and, you know, their attentions and their way of appreciation, basically.
I see. So in the work that you do, Edit, to make that determination on whether or not there is some ancestral trauma that needs to be worked on for a client, is this something that you feel within spirit as you are working with them, examining them, or is this something that they do tell you up front often, or how is it determined that it is something ancestral that may need to be dealt with?
Yeah, it can be through their stories, obviously, their family history. So they can say, okay, there is an illness which was, you know, present in my ancestors as well and in my current situation as well, or certain patterns, you know, divorce, fights, abortions, whatever patterns was there. And also it can be that when they do the healing process, as they enter the family unconscious, they get to know about it, basically, that it's actually coming from other roots, not their own past life or not their own childhood trauma. Me, myself, I don't step into their field, and then I don't look into their ancestors myself. Right. I know some people can do that and they are amazing with that, but I don't do that. I allow them to find it themselves through special meditation process or we just basically address it through stepping into the family unconscious.
I see. So this could be something, this type of trauma could be something that we are aware of or that we're not even aware of.
Exactly.
It could be repressed deep within the layers of who we are. And we may not even know that we've gone through that or that our ancestors have gone through that, which led us to where we are today.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, wow. I think most of the people don't know where is their issue coming from. I think that that would be the majority of the people. Like, okay, where is this issue coming from? And they wouldn't like say, oh, it's probably ancestral. No, it's very tiny part of the population who's actually pointing that out, that it could be ancestral. I mean, through medical history, if they know medical history of their ancestors, then it's more clear. But if they don't have that available, you know, then they might don't figure out that part, and then they are just like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Why am I triggered from this kind of situations? Why I am, you know, having certain habits or behaviors? And that is the question, basically.
I see. So a lot of this may be obvious to a lot of the listeners, but it may be obvious to you, of course, but from your professional experience, if you can share with us, just give us some examples of just setbacks or impacts that trauma can have on our lives, you know, if we don't deal with it. It can be really debilitating to us and really paralyzing for us and keep us from losing our true potential. But what are some of those impacts that that may be relatable to the listeners that can trauma affect in our lives?
Yes, absolutely. So it can show up on a daily basis through triggers. So sometimes, you know, when we had traumatic experiences, sometimes we try to put it down, you know, put it under the cover and then just push it back. And we think like, okay, time will heal it. You know, everybody is like hoping that, oh, by time it's going to be better and better. But the truth is that it's hitting you every day through triggers. You don't even know why you are angry. You don't even know why you feel pissed off or, you know, why you are certainly this at moment like sadness or feeling betrayed. And then is those rages and those issues is actually coming from you in certain triggers because of your traumatic experience, which wasn't released. So the thing is that it can cause everyday emotional roller coasters in people's life. And then when you are riding an emotional roller coaster, it can affect your career, it can affect your health, it can affect your relationships. You know, it can destroy, you know, a family, how you react with your children. It can cause even children traumatic experiences in them if you actually treat them wrongly because of your trauma. That's when it's ancestral trauma coming then into your lineage in that point.
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense, because one of the things I wanted to know if you could unpack for us, and I think you just did, so thank you so much for sharing that, but I wanted to know, can trauma occur to someone who imposes or inflicts trauma? You know, when we hear trauma, we usually think about the receiver, you know, those who have had trauma happen to them. But can trauma happen to someone who imposes it? Maybe they are going through a bad addiction, and during that time, you know, they impose trauma on others. And since then, they've gone through rehab and cleaned up, and they've gone through, maybe it's a 12-step program, atoned for what they've done in the past with loved ones. Could that be a form of trauma for the person who imposed it?
Actually, I had clients like that they were wanted to heal from the guilt and shame for what they have done. I get those. So basically, that's the guilt and shame feelings, emotions, when you got triggered and you feel those, that's also related to, basically, that's also a PTSD symptoms. So basically, it's also related to traumatic experience. And then you are right, even though they were the betrayer, later it can come to them like guilt and shame. And then if they don't heal the guilt and shame, then basically it's also brings them negative like illnesses, diseases around the heart chakra is causing heart chakra blockages, basically guilt and shame. Yes, that's also a situation which can happen.
I see. And I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but it is conceivable that someone who has imposed trauma on someone may have been a result of trauma onto them at an earlier time in life, right?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, many times when someone is behaving badly, like hurting others, they've been hurt before. Like, you know, probably they grew up with abuse, they grew up like, you know, suffering, and then they actually, that was the way they knew how to behave, and that's how they started to behave with others, or they wanted to, or maybe they were manipulated, controlled when they were a child, you know, a teenager, so they wanted to manipulate and control when they grew up, you know, so they can't be manipulated anymore, so they've flip the life, you know, like the roles. So basically they started to cause issues. It's most of the time it comes up that, yes, most of the time when people betraying others, that they've been hurt as a child badly, and that's why they know actually hurting others, because that's the only way they know how to behave and how to be in a relationship. And obviously then if they actually become conscious later or then they can actually feel guilt and shame about it. But it's I don't know how many percentage actually ending up there.
I see. So, the percentage, it could be any number, right? I mean, I think a lot of it would have to do with self-awareness,
yes,
which would play a big role in that, even after the fact, after imposing the trauma and some sort of transformation that may need to take place to heighten that self-awareness to the point where guilt and shame may come in. And that, it sounds like that may be part of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, edit, growing pains that this person is going through in their transformation. They're obtaining some degree of growth, but in hindsight, looking at it now and having this heightened awareness, there could be some guilt that they need to help process. And that's another part that you help them with. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. So the many people is like getting into the point, like, might they even...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Had grief, might they lost someone who they hurt, you know, and then they regret now what they have done because they can't talk to that person anymore or ask for forgiveness, you know, face to face. So yeah, then those regrets and then those, you know, loss also add to the guilt and shame, and then it can obviously cause issues. Yeah.
How would you help someone who could potentially encounter triggers after you've helped them process and heal and help them gain new perspective and you know, gain control over what it is that has caused them trauma? I believe in the future, after working with you, you know, anything can happen in life that could cause a trigger, depending on what that trauma is.
It's really interesting. So the tool I use is source memory healing. And okay, with source memory healing, if you heal a past issue with source memory healing, with the same situation, you're not going to get triggered anymore. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Because with other modalities, like, for example, let's say energy healing, Reiki healing, right? So you having all kinds of issues, you go to for a Reiki or energy healing, they balancing your chakras, they raising your vibration, your body is healing, you feel great for a couple of weeks, days, months, whatever. But then you get triggered again because you did not resolve the core trauma. It was just fixing the surface, you know, like the energy body, basically.
Right.
So then you got triggered again, and then you go back to your Reiki master and you again lifting yourself and cleansing out and all of those things. But if you do source memory healing and you go to the core and then you actually release from the past trauma the negative emotions and you replace it with positive one, and then you basically rewrite the past in the Akashic Records, you're not going to get triggered with the same situation again. Might some other new things comes up because, for example, I use a 30 days incubator program, which means I meet with the clients like four times in that 30 days. So it's like four specific issue I have them with. It may be four very important, like one is work issue, relationship issue, or health, or something, maybe PTSD, you know, from the past, which they remember. So basically I have with them this with four very important issue, so they can walk away like, okay, whatever were bothering them recently, it's gone, and then it's not going to get triggered. But might they start something new in the future, a brand new situation or a brand new person enters their life, and it starts with a brand new trigger, and maybe we did not deal with the core trauma of that new trigger, because it's something which wasn't present in that 30 days process. Right. Right. So that can be a new trigger with a different situation.
I see. Yeah, and it could be, right. And so can you repeat the name of that process again? Source
memory healing. But I heard, but I actually know other people who's also calling source memory healing their modalities, and I'm not 100% sure if it's the same exact process, you know? So okay. This source memory healing I learned from a karma guru, Sumant Kaul, and this is a Adi Yogi Shiva technique. It's a karma yoga healing technique. So yes. I'm not sure if other people call it source memory healing, what they do. So basically what I wanted to add to it that, as you go through these powerful healings, your life becomes much smoother. You know, like those emotional roller coaster is going to smooth out. So yes. Even though you're going to receive some triggers, it's not going to be a daily thing. It's going to be maybe every 2 months or whenever something new happens, but it's much smoother your life. So it's like much more enjoyable and happier, and you are more confident and empowered, because it's just, you are more feel more balanced and peaceful. Yeah.
I see. I appreciate that clarification for sure. Are these methods that one, like, let's say your client can practice on their own, let's say 3-4 months down the line, something comes up that causes a trigger, you're not with them, they're not with you. Is this something that they can practice on their own so that they're not so impacted by the trigger?
I am very generous. So actually the process is available online as well for free on my YouTube channel.
Amazing, really?
So in one of my show, I had a show called Release with Ease. And in my Release with Ease show, in one of my episode, actually I actually gave a whole process of that. But that process and the recording goes only to 2 memories. So when you are having a session with me, we can go to 6-7 memories, you know, because you never know how many you need to release. It depends on the situation. It's every situation is different. That's one thing, is that if you follow that recording is only 2 memories, and might you need more. And the other thing is that some people with just listening to that recordings, they might not getting into the memories properly, because maybe they don't know how to access it, or they are not in that space. So I know how to help face-to-face to someone, you know, I mean, like one-on-one to someone to get the memories, you know, if they feel like they don't see, there is a process how to tune them in more to make sure that they get memories and help them. So if someone is going through that recording and they can't see memories, is blank and whatever, they can still have experiences and healing one-on-one with me, because I know how to step them deeper into that.
Yes, that is your professional background, your professional expertise, and like you said, if I make sure I'm tracking you correctly, what you offer for free on your YouTube channel can help you up to 2 memories, and you can work with people, and you have worked with people up to 6-7 memories. And that's absolutely amazing. It's a testament to your ability and your flexibility in being a holistic healer. I mean, to me, that sounds very holistic, because there are so many different facets of our lives, right? There's our work life, there's our home life, there's our relationship with our partner, there's our relationship as a parent. You know, there's just different facets of our lives, and the memories can come from any of those facets, or multiple facets at the same time, you know, and it really takes someone of your level of expertise to help and work someone through this. I have to say, I truly find this fascinating.
Thank you. And the good news is, if someone is open to learn this technique, I also teach facilitators. So they can join my facilitator training and learn this technique actually, and get certified and use it in their own business or for themselves, basically.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. So it's not just available to someone who has had trauma and would want to heal from that trauma, but someone who actually feels passionate about helping others in dealing with their trauma, you can certify them as a facilitator.
Yes.
Exactly. That's amazing. That is awesome. I mean, it's a myriad of services and connections that you can provide for different people based on what their needs are or their desires to help other people. I've learned something for sure from this conversation as far as how you help people heal, what methods you use for managing triggers, and all sorts of really good stuff when it comes to managing trauma and clarity on ancestral trauma. So I really, really want to thank you for that clarification. What types of epiphanies or revelations have your clients had that you have seen your clients have, whether they told you or not, but maybe you have seen your clients have when working with them and they receive that? I'm not a big fan of this term, but you'll know what I mean. The aha moment where that light bulb comes on, where, you know, they realize I can overcome this. I can achieve anything. You know, what type of epiphanies or revelations have your clients had where you realize they finally get it?
Yeah, so already the first session is really amazed them because how gentle is it, you know, and how powerful is it? And already after the first session, they feel liberated, they feel happy. And the amazing thing is that at the end of the session, we ask the Supreme Pure Consciousness to show how everything changed in the Akashic Records and how your life is going to be in 5 years' time. Mm-hmm. And then I see them always like smiling and happy, you know, with closed eyes because they see the vision, you know, because they changed the past now. So they're going to have a different outcome. So they are really happy about that. And and then they just feel, you know, more liberated, happier. I had a client who's in her 60s. And then what she said after one session, she told me, like, I never felt so peaceful since I was 4 years old. I was
wow.
Yeah. So it's really, really a great healing technique. It's about takes like 1 to 2 hours, and then it really brings out so much energy, negative, you know, emotions, is released truly from your whole system, from many layers of your existence, your multidimensional existence. So we clear it from all of these layers, and it just really feels them great. And the other thing is that when they usually come to me, they're really sad, you know, they feel depressed, they are in grief or divorce or all of these miseries what is around them, you know, or they just feel or lost in their life, you know, and then they have like really, they're really, I many times I see them crying, you know, from depression and sadness. So what happens to them after a couple of weeks, they coming to me with more and more smile, you know, on their face. And then I see them, you know, vibrant, and they say that, oh, it's much more easier now to deal with things, and I'm more relaxed, I'm more peaceful when I'm talking to people, I'm much more kind, you know, kinder when I'm talking to people. So they shift their inner energy, they shift their mood, their, you know, their behavior. So it's an inner transformation what they go through, basically. And it's not just them, because we deal with the whole multidimensional existence, their family members start to change too. I had clients who said to me, like, oh, you know, I don't like how my dad is treating my mom. And then after we went through this 4 weeks of healing, she said, you know, my dad is also started to speak differently to my mother, because we were doing this whole energy healing, and it's like a ripple effect is affecting the ancestors as well.
Isn't that something, how all of us are connected in one way or another? And
absolutely.
Yes. And so in the work you've done with her, obviously it impacts her and facets of her life and how she relates to her loved ones. And then it causes her loved ones in how they interact with their other loved ones.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. Yeah,
this is really amazing at it. And, you know, while I understand there's nothing we can do to change the past, right? There's nothing we can do to change the past. However, what you practice with your clients is the next best thing. It helps them change in how they're impacted by the past, therefore helping them change and realize true potential, that the sky's the limit for the future.
Yes, absolutely. It's taking out the negative emotions from those memories and replacing them positive, is shifting their whole perspective. And the forgiveness is really important part of the healing process, that after we do this energy shift in an emotional shift in the memory, I always ask them to forgive to themselves and then to the others as well. So it has to be both ways, obviously, in that memory. And then they even channel a solution from the divine in this process. So they get like a guidance, you know, at the end, like how this memory actually, how the release, and then how this how they felt after transforming this memory, how, what is their learning from that, you know?
No, that makes complete sense. No, for sure. I mean, and that kind of wraps the bow in the entire process, right, of healing. And of course, that heightened self-awareness and reflection plays a big part as well. So, Edit, how can the listeners learn more about your great work, connect with you, follow you? How can they learn more about this type of healing from trauma?
So I have a website, which is editbkiss.com. So it's my name.com. So if someone goes to the website, there's all my social media links are there. So they can find my Instagram, where I post very regularly, and my YouTube channel, which I talked about. So my YouTube channel, where I post mostly, and then also my videos are about the healings and ancestral healings and so on and so forth. Those are that's the Magical Karma Priestess channel. And I also have a school community, so if someone feels like want to, you know, work closer with me in a group settings or one-on-one, then they can join my school community. It's called Release With Ease, the same name as my show used to be called. So Release With Ease in school, and then if you join, then you can actually see me on a two-weekly, every second week on a live event, you know. And there is also a meditation library with several very powerful meditations, and the Life Transformation System course and other workshops is available there as well. So I highly recommend to join that community and spend basically more time with me and with others who's going through the same thing as people who's, you know, going through PTSD or anxiety or triggers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic. That's fabulous for sure. Edit, we will make sure to include all of those links, including the ones who want a closer working relationship with you to learn this skill, to learn this craft, by providing a website or link to the school. So we'll have all those links in the episode show notes, so the listeners can click, learn more about you. Those who are interested may want to contact you to become certified as a facilitator. Just all the different ways in which you can provide a service and healing and insight for people who are looking for this. Edit, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on. And I hope we can stay in touch and maybe bring you on in the near future again.
Thank you, Brie. Thank you. So it's my pleasure too.
Absolutely. We reciprocate. It's our pleasure having you. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening. And hey, look, you know, you may feel this at times, but in our daily struggles and adversities, you're never alone. And hope is always around the corner. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. The Road to Rediscovery is a movement, a revolution. And guess what? You are now part of it. We're all roadies on this journey of life. And it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Road to Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have.